Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome to Contact Talk Radio, CTR Network, home of where Deborah Drummond is going to be starting her podcast soon. We're very happy to have Deborah on board with us. She's got some great information. I've known this gal, I think almost, 24 years. We met in Vancouver, 1997, around that time. And she was there for my wedding, of course, and her then husband had put together this beautiful wedding video for us. It was just fantastic. And of course, I'm still married to the same lovely woman, my bride, 22 years this year. So thank you, Deborah, for all the friendships you've offered us to the past 24 years, I guess it is. Just amazing. And I've watched you go from where you were when I met you to you were doing the aromatherapy stuff. I've watched your kids grow. I mean, it's just, your journey has been fantastic. And you are such a go-getter. You're always thriving. There's always, like, you know, you're like this, you know? And I think that says a lot about who you are. And when you do business with people and you're working with your clients, it really says and speaks volumes to your passion for life, period, you know? So it thrilled me when we got the call that said, hey, I'm ready to start a podcast with you. And I really appreciate you and how you have all my respect.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's a hard one to come in on, but not really, because I could just go ditto and say back to you. And I remember I was like, oh, hey, you guys need a pillow for your rings. And yeah, I remember when you first met.
Yep.
But look at Cam, you've done the exact same thing, because do you remember we were doing women in the city? We were going to do
women
this.
In the city, that's right.
The news. Yeah. The newscaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you went across the line to go see this pretty lady.
Yeah.
And ask Lovisa.
I never came back. So, you know, but it's funny you brought up the women in the city, because I'm still friends with Kim Kuzma, who is going to perform at the event, right? And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I still communicate with her once in a while. It's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, fantastic. So let's get right to it. So, after that lovely speech that we gave each other, kudos for life, what is the inspiration for you? What inspires you to do what you do and to get things where you are? And first of all, let people know what the name of your podcast is. I wanted it to come from you.
Oh, well, thank you. So, look, I mean, I've had the experience of being on a podcast with Cam for the last couple of years. And when people are like, what's your jam? What's your inspiration? Like, I love entrepreneurship. And truly, over the years of owning 7 companies, and now I feel like I own an 8th because I'm helping my 18-year-old launch his. I'm like,
right.
You're like, dude, is that your company? I'm like, wow, I'm telling you, someone should be paying me something. But what I've come to believe is really, truly, I'm a creative.
Yeah.
And whether I'm painting pictures or building businesses, it's the creative process of that entrepreneurial jam. And there's something crazy about us that keeps us moving forward. And so when I really thought about the name that I wanted to really hone in on, it took some time, because I'm like, what do we do as entrepreneurs? What do we do? And you know what? I really, truly believe we accept the mission. And so it's called Mission Accepted. Mission Accepted. It's a show. Yeah. Yeah. It's a show for entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, because now, I mean, Cam, let's face it, we might look 20 and damn, we look good. But the thing is that when we first became entrepreneurs, that was kind of funky, right? People were like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's kind of lazy. No, I'm like, turn right off. And then now there's ultrapreneurs. There's people like me and you that are doing, I mean, I saw all the stuff that you're offering with your show and you're doing this and you get, and we are plentiful. Like we have lots to offer. And then I thought, you know what? My background way before I got into aromatherapy was in the music industry. And I absolutely loved it. And I thought there's, you know, actresses and singers and people in, and people think that, oh, she's a singer. No, really, she's an entrepreneur because she probably had to make her way. So it's a show for media, creative, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs. And it's just talking about accepting the mission. And what does it look like? And why do we keep doing it?
Now, do you address the mission itself? Like do you address the people say, well, I don't even know what my mission is. So how can I accept something when I don't know what it is? And so do we talk about that on your podcast?
Well, yeah, because you know what? Interesting that you say that. God, I love serendipity. Because I just had someone call me and say, can you meet me for lunch? And I'm like, okay, you know, our lives are, I'm like, okay. And I didn't know what I was walking into. Yeah. And they were like, look, and now this person is well into their 60s. And they're like, I'm dying. Like, and I'm like, what? And they're like, I know I need to be an entrepreneur and I don't know where to go. And you know what? My father-in-law is 104. He finally said to me, at what point, dude? At what point? Yeah. And so he's like, so I think what happens is we need to hear that. I mean, our audience is is varied, and it's people that are entrepreneurs, people that want to be, people that need some inspiration. There's a lot of power in each person's story. And honestly, people need to know that it is a decision. You do come to a place where it's like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a process. Yeah. It's a process.
And so you're also calling it the Gen Z generation. That's what you're referring to as us, right?
Well, yeah. So it's Mission Accepted. And then there's a Gen Z Is Us weekly show. And the Gen Z, as you know, is that Generation Z. I know I've got one living in the house, right? It's his company. And the reason why I wanted to have a weekly show for these guys, not only for them to learn platform, in a way that's very different than TikTok. You know what I mean? It's a very different. This is like, get to the heart of the matter. Just don't throw me up a 3-minute. Yeah. So to the heart of the matter. The other thing is I'm a parent. My gosh, I'm so grateful I'm an entrepreneur because I wouldn't know what to do. And so I've been interviewing parents of people that are Gen Zs, right? I've been interviewing people that are Gen Z parents. And, and if you're not an entrepreneur, that's quite a thing, you know. It's quite a thing to have someone like, so yeah, I think there's lots that they can teach us, but I also, you know, I'm tired of people in their 40s, 50s, 60s going, I can't do what this generation does. And I'm like, I'll tell you something, they can't do what you do.
Right. And I guess that would be the next question is, you know, you've kind of answered it, but I was thinking to myself, what's life like as an entrepreneur? I'm living it. You know, my lovely bride is living it with me on this. We're both in it together. You know, your life as an entrepreneur, as you know, it's got its ups, its downs, it's got its rewards, it's got, but at the end of the day, I want to ask you, do you think what's the quote from that movie? Do you think the juice is worth the squeeze?
So you know what? Here's what I think. I think that sometimes we stumble into entrepreneurship. Sometimes we're forced into entrepreneurship, like a lot of people in this last sector of the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can't live any other way, right? Mm-hmm. Do I think it's worth it? I absolutely think it's worth it in the sense of I don't know if I could do anything else. There's that calling that keeps us. And that's why when I said Mission Accepted, you don't accept it once.
Yeah.
It's a continuum of accepting it. And how do you get from here to here to here? And it's okay to be an entrepreneur in the evening and work for someone during the day. It's a calling to do something to achieve a goal. So if you're achieving the goal, if you're on your way there, if it gives you joy, if it gives you passion, here's the thing. It's a choice.
Yeah. So is there anything in your experience, Deborah, that, you know, people say, oh, you're an entrepreneur, but you're in business for yourself. In other words, there's many terms that people use that you use the entrepreneur, which is fantastic. I like that. Is there a time where you feel like you're being misunderstood as an entrepreneur? Is there people say, oh, you must be, you know, You know what I mean? It's just, right?
Okay. So without spending a lot of time, I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years. And when I first decided to be an entrepreneur, I had a child. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, there was people that thought I should be at home. I've had to work through a lot of parental guilt, women guilt, mom guilt, and, you know, parent guilt, if you want to call it. And then I remember when I first told people, now think, before Starbucks, before cell phones, I told people I was going to have an aromatherapy home party company. I literally had one of my good friends look at me and go, that's ridiculous. Like, do you think the world's ready for that? I swear to God, I worked twice as hard that first year just to piss her off, because that's even pissed me off. So I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding because we've not been it wasn't overly accepted. Look, there was no women's networking groups. I had to start my first one in Vancouver on Sunday at 2:00, and you could bring your kids, and we all paid $2 for food, you know?
Yeah. I remember those parties that you had, and they were pretty good. I mean, you know, you had a good, you know, people really loved it. I mean, obviously, because look where you are today. So, I really appreciate the efforts that you're putting into all of your business. And you know what I also appreciate about you, and I think people could learn a lesson from this, is your skill at putting people together too. You know, you may have clients and they go and they're looking for something. You're like being able to help people with their own business and see them succeed, which is fantastic.
Thank you for that. I think that at the heart of the matter, at the heart of everyone, entrepreneur, notpreneur, singer, I'm not sure what you do. At the heart of the matter, we come to a place where I think we start to understand what we're meant to do here. You know, people like, we all have a passion, we all have a path, we all have this. And sometimes we don't know what it is, but I know that I'm here to serve. So I've had different careers, right? I mean, I was the happiest cocktail waitress in my teens ever, not only because I was listening to music, but I was in service. And that might sound ridiculous, but I've been as happy as a cocktail waitress as I was. You know, I had a healing studio. I've done 30,000 treatments on people. I was in service with their health and their well-being. Now I'm in service as an entrepreneur. So I think who we are tends to stream through what we do.
We evolve. We evolve as we go. I mean, I've seen that in our own business too, that, you know, we've just evolved. What can people expect over the next few weeks with your podcast, with some new shows or guests? You want to speak to that a little bit and surprise people? Leave it as a secret.
No, I'm excited because I've been doing some interviews behind the scene, right? Ready to release. Mm-hmm. Look, I think that Mission Accepted is a very current show. Mm-hmm. It's not just a show. Like I said, entrepreneurship is my jam. I get very excited about people wanting to learn more or being inspired by entrepreneurs, because I think you carry that home, right? That kind of quicken your steps. So I have branched out into what we have in terms of people in media, people aspiring from all different aspects. I've got an amazing woman that's going to be coming on the show. Incredible story of how she became a phenomenal singer. And I can't tell you the country singer she's going to be playing in a movie soon, but what an incredible, just an incredible story, an incredible woman. And we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have people from 19 to all the way up. And so what's coming out is I've got some great, powerful shows that are inspiring. But look, here's the deal. Every time someone comes on the show, I'm like, tell people how you made it. Yeah. What were the pivotal pieces that people can take away? Because that's what I want people to, receive, not just be inspired and enjoy and conversation, but I want people to take stuff away and go rock your business, man. Yeah. Go rock your world.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I think that hearing everything you've said today is fantastic. What's the website for people to visit you and see more of you?
So it's really complicated, people. It's debdrummond.com.
Super easy. Remember that, debdrummond.com.
Debdrummond.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for having me here, Deb, and thanks for being a part of our CTR network and bringing your good work to the airwaves. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, and you too, Cam. I mean, you've been diehard. You've gone through, like, how many years? How many years have you been doing this?
We've been doing it together 22 years now.
Okay, so you're beyond
pretty much when I got down here, we were at it. You know?
Yeah. So you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. See bye, everybody. Bye.